Moshe just reminded me that tonight is also Rav Nosson Tzvi Fingal's Yahrzeit.
Yeah, that was the two big ones.
It's also the Mori Naim's Yahrzeit. But we're going to talk about Rachel Imenu's Yahrzeit. So how do I always remember that Yud Al Cheshvan is Rachel Imenu's Yahrzeit? My grandmother's Yud Beis. So you know that Yud Beis is coming up. Yud Al is going to come right before. So Rachel Imenu, I don't know about you guys, but I feel a very strong connection to Rachel Imenu. Whether that being because my middle name is Yosef, and I feel like she's my mother. She's not only the mother of people named Yosef, she's the mother of Klai Yisrael. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Aleph, right? Rachel Mavaka Al Baneha, right? The famous Simcha Liner song that everyone knows, right? Right? Simcha Liner didn't make up those words, right? The pasuk in Yirmiyah, Rachel Mavaka Al Baneha, Rachel cries for her children. Rav Avram Shor Shlita, you guys know very well, quotes from his father, the Orgid Al Yahu, who once wrote in a letter, if you look at the pasuk, Rachel Mavaka, what does it mean, Mavaka? He says, when you use the word Mavaka, it doesn't say Rachel Boche, Rachel's crying right now. Rachel Mavaka means she causes others. It's a Lashon Poel. I don't know so much Dictor. But when it has a mem in the beginning of the verb, it means that her crying causes others to cry. So Ram Shor says an amazing thing. He says, Rachel Imenu, thousands of people go to Kever Rachel the whole entire year. I tried to go to Kever Rachel a couple weeks ago. It was Erev Shmini Atzeres, and they closed Kever Rachel. I don't know this new rule now. 3 hours before Shabbos or Yom Tov. I've never heard of that before. So I got there and they were closed. So we davened right outside the big tunnel. So Rachel Imenu is the koach. Rachel Imenu has two kochos. Rachel Imenu is the koach of tefillah. She is the koach of dima. And Rav Shor says an amazing thing. He says, the fact that it says Rachel Mavaka v'lo bocha loshem pol yotze shehi osa lachem livkol, she causes others to cry. When you just hear the words Rachel Imenu, everything that she went through, that she put herself aside when she knew that she was going to marry Yaakov, and she put herself aside for her sister to not embarrass her. We're going to get to that in a minute. But Rachel Imenu is this koach of davening, as we know Rashi brings down. Famously in Vayechi, why is Kever Rachel where it is? Why is Rachel Imenu buried with the rest of the Avosin Mos? Okay, she died on the way by Beis Lechem. What's the Paninius? So Rashi says, "Shenikvara b'derech kedei sheyivakshu shamaneh b'shal shehochlim agalus, shenachma Hashem leimo sheod yeshuva banim levulam." That one day that Klai Yisrael was going to go into Galus, and they needed a place to daven. And who are they going to daven by? Whose kever are they going to daven by? They're going to daven by Rachel Imenu, because Rachel Imenu is koach of tefillah. Rachel Imenu is koach of demos. Rachel Imenu is the koach of every single Jew able to cry out and to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one aspect of Rachel Imenu. Another aspect of Rachel Imenu is kind of the I don't know if you can say the opposite, but it's Rachel Imenu has the shtika. The Medrash of Pinchas Frin brings down the shvili Pinchas Tavshin Ayin. Medrash says, "Ein lecha na'a min Rachel." There's nothing greater and more beautiful than Rachel. Ubishvil neviya bikesh Yaakov lisa osa. And because of this, Yaakov wanted to marry her. V'hayim mishalach sivlonos litnam leRachel. Right? And how it happened? Everyone knows this as a young kid. Yaakov sent the signs to Rachel. V'lavan nosnan on Leah v'hayisa Rachel shosekes. What happens? Lavan took the signs and gave them to Leah. And what did Rachel saw? Rachel knew what was happening. She knew that Leah was getting the signs for a reason, right? Because Yaakov wanted to see to make sure that Lavan wasn't going to trick her. What happened? Rachel was quiet, and the Medrash says, and this, you guys know this from Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben Chachamim. My whole entire life, I grew up by the Chachamim. V'lamatzati Laguf Tov Elashtika, and I haven't found anything greater for the body. It's always an interesting question why it says body, but nothing greater for the body. Rather than this mid of shtika, Rachel tafsa b'shtika, amdu zara b'shtika. So the Medrash says that because Rachel Imenu had this koach of shtika, her children also had shtika. What does that refer to? That when Esther and Malka was in was by Achashverosh, and Esther had the koach to be able to not say who she was from. Rachel Imenu is this mid of being able to be silent, sensitivity, being able to care for others, to understand that if you know that someone Lo Aleinu is having a problem having a children, you don't start talking about all your children when you're in front of them. Or Chas V'Shalom, you know someone needs a Furush Shleima, you don't start making fun of that person. Whatever, just this need of sensitivity. Rachel Imenu, as we come into Yud Al Cheshvan, And Moshe just reminded me of Nasan Tzvi Finkel is also a Yortzeit tonight. Everyone knows the sensitivity of Nasan Tzvi Finkel. You just met the person. I had the schuss to meet him several times. You just met him. You saw Mamash, a living Rachel Yemeni. You saw someone who cared for Jews so much. There's hundreds of stories. I definitely encourage you guys to get his biography. It's unbelievable. So Bez Hashem, as we go into Yod Av Cheshvan, the Yortzeit of Rachel Yemeni, the Yortzeit of Nasan Tzvi Finkel, and the Yortzeit of Nori Naim, should be zocher to take these two midas of Rachel Yemeni. Rachel Yemeni that has the koach of davening, the koach of tears, the koach to be able to continue even when things look hard and even when things look bad, to tap into this midah, to tap into this day, as Rav Shor says, Yud Al Cheshvan, the day of Yud Al Cheshvan, which is tonight, tomorrow, Yud Al Cheshvan, Hu Yom La'ora Rachmam Ala Gula Sida. It's a day to daven so much, even for the Geula. We tap into this koach of Rachel Yemeni of davening, we tap into this midah of Rachel Yemeni of sensitivity, of being shtika, when sometimes things are better not to be said and to be able to hold back. And Emet Hashem, through these two kochas of davening and shtika, Shmizoch Emet Hashem, as Rav Shor says, to take the Yud Av Cheshvan, to be able to take the day, to be able to daven for Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, and all of Klal Yisrael, whether they need Yeshuas, whether it be personal Yeshuas or Klal Yisrael, or Rabim Dik Yeshuas, Shmizoch Emet Hashem, to see that Yeshua, and hear of Yomenu.